Hey, Chip Chat listeners, we've got some exciting news for you. Based on demand, we are announcing a new segment on Chip Chat and Conversations in the Cloud we're calling the Chip Chat Challenge. Throughout the year, we'll be creating contests for you, our listeners. These will be challenges that draw upon your knowledge and creativity. And here's your first challenge. Cloud computing is a prevalent buzzword in the industry, but there is still ambiguity in the definition of cloud computing, and I hear this every day. So we want you, our listeners, to give your definition of cloud computing, propose a succinct way to define this architectural shift in data centers, and if we pick your entry as a winner, you will win a cool prize. To submit your definitions, go to intel.com/server. There, you will see instructions on how to submit your entry. So get busy. Thanks for playing the Chip Chat Challenge.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. This is Allison Klein, and we've got Lori Weigel back in the studio. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Allison.
It's been a long time since you've been on, but you are a frequent guest of Chip Chat. Why don't you remind the audience what you do at Intel and why you've been on the program before?
I have a fantastic job at Intel. I run what's called the Ecotechnology Program Office, which is focused on the positive impact that Intel's products can have on the environment, both our direct products and making them more energy efficient, better designed for the environment, but also looking at how Intel technologies can be used to address environmental challenges.
We started talking about energy efficiency of processors as our primary focus and the energy efficiency of both clients and data center. But your group has really expanded its focus over time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And globally, information and communications technology is responsible for 2% of CO2 emissions. But the other opportunity we have, and maybe the more strategic, is to use information and communications technology to address the other 98%. And in fact, there have been a couple of research studies that have been done that show you could reduce CO2 emissions broadly by 15 to 20% through the successful application of information technology.
So when you look at that broad scope, how do you prioritize where your team spends time?
We look at a couple of different things. You know, one obviously is what are the applications that have the biggest positive environmental impact? And then which are the problems that Intel technology can actually start to address? One of the things that we've been looking at as an example is water. There are a lot of different issues associated with water, and they range from, you know, 50% of fresh water is used in agriculture, and a lot of that is just wasted. We don't have good technology in place to sense when things really need to be watered, nor are we tying together things like irrigation systems and weather prediction. You know, if we know it's going to rain tomorrow, why do we water today? Do we really need to water today? In cities, a lot of our infrastructure in older cities is decaying pretty badly, and so we just have a lot of leaks. And what we're losing is actually treated water. So we've invested the energy associated with treating the water and the energy associated with moving it around, and then we're just losing it.
And how do we address that with technology?
There are almost always three stages. So the first stage is monitoring, and so there are lots of applications for sensing technology. The second stage is to take the data that you're collecting from the monitoring and to actually model it and visualize it. So there's obviously computing required to do that. And then the third stage is actually to use technology to automate and manage the resource.
When you look beyond water, where else is your team focused?
A second area is in climate and weather modeling. Obviously, there's still a lot to be understood in terms of climate modeling. And weather is very interesting because weather can almost become a horizontal capability that can be put in a lot of different applications. And then the third one that we've been looking at is what is the role of technology in preparing for extreme weather events? What we realized, though, fairly early on is that there's nothing really unique about the extreme event being caused by weather. There are lots of catalysts for these events that really the same technology solutions would apply to. One of the really interesting things to look at there is how can you use your smartphone or other mobile device as a mechanism for crowdsourcing information about what's going on the ground and then also delivering very personalized instructions to people on what they should do in the case of the extreme event.
So you've talked about the micro focus on energy efficiency of our platforms and the eco-responsibility of our platforms, and then the broader focus on how technology is being used to address society's larger challenges. Is there ever a point where these two things intersect?
The team has done quite a lot of work in the area of smart grid, and one of the things that is driving the evolution of smart grid is the desire to flatten out our energy use so that we don't have to bring on expensive and often dirty generation sources. It's really fascinating that one of the energy consumers that can participate in this flattening of the energy load is actually the data center. And so this is a great intersection of work that Intel is doing on energy efficiency in the data center, and in particular doing power management in the data center, and then tying that into what's going on in the grid infrastructure. And that could be a simple thing like the utility sending a signal to the data center and saying, can you reduce your load right now? Or it could be also working between the utility and the data center to say, I know that I will have an abundance of wind power between midnight and 2 a.m. Are there workloads that you could execute during that period of time so that we know we can take advantage of renewable energy sources?
Well, that's fantastic. If one of our listeners wanted to learn more, is there a place on the web that you are publishing information?
If your listeners would like to learn more about what we're doing, they can go to intel.com/environment.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for being on the program, Laurie. I know you're a busy woman, and we appreciate the time you spent with us today.
Thank you, Allison.